of the things that many young adults are struggling with is their relationship with their parents. It's a whole different family landscape these days to what it was when I was a young adult. And somehow, according to a recent survey, the perception is that parents just aren't quite cutting it. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today I'm joined once again by my special guests, Janelle Knox and Cho Brereton, as we take a look at parenting from a different perspective. We're going to chat today about parents, God bless them, but not from my perspective, because I'm a dad and I am pretty much perfect. Right, I wish. To tell you the truth, of all the things that I've had to do in my life, being a parent is singularly the most difficult. There's no manual, there's nowhere you go to learn how to be a great parent, and for some of us, it just doesn't come as naturally as maybe it does for others. The other thing is, the world that my kids have been growing up in is so profoundly different to the one I grew up in. Someone's kind of picked up and shifted the goalposts, and we're still meant to be kicking goals as parents, but that's hard to do because, you know what, they moved the goalposts to somewhere else. So I'm joined again today by Cho Brereton and Janelle Knox, the editors of the eMag for Young Women, Mickey Magazine, that's M-I-C-I magazine.com, to chat about parents from a consumer perspective, if you will, from the perspective of young women, late teens to their mid-20s, because as things turn out, they have some serious questions about parents, don't they? And right up there at the top of the list is, why aren't my parents everything that they should be? Why aren't my parents better at being parents than what they are? Cho, Janelle, welcome to the program again.
Thanks for having us, Bernie.
So why aren't parents perfect? What's the matter with them?
Oh, my goodness. Where do we begin?
In 25 words or less.
I thought my parents were from Mars when I was a kid. Seriously. They didn't get anything about me. But, you know, the older I've got, and that's not too old, by the way, they're human. God love them. They really are. And I just realized they did their utmost best for me. But, of course, in terms of their perfection, I think we're all doomed to get things wrong because we're just people. And, of course, parents are people despite what some of us think. And of course, they don't always get things right, and that's okay.
And I think we've got a list. I remember having, you know, a list when I was growing up, sort of saying, okay, so if my parents let me do everything that I want to do, if they would let me stay out as late as I want, hang out with who I want, do what I want, don't get on my back about homework, don't get on my back about cleaning up my room, you know, let me experiment with alcohol and whatever else it was that was around at that stage. You know, I'm big enough. I can make my own choices. I am my own woman and I know what's right from wrong. There's no parent that would tick all of those boxes and let their child do that, because the role of a parent is not just about loving children completely, but putting safe boundaries in place for kids as much as they don't want to hear it.
And if only parents could be cool. Why are they so embarrassing?
So cool.
I don't want to be seen in public with them.
I know, and that's the truth. And I remember crossing the street from my mum when I was about 15 because it was the truth. And my five-year-old son is doing it to me now. He's like, okay, mum, see you later at the school gate. So it's an inherent thing that we want to be independent. And I think that's the biggest thing about parents, is trying to teach their children within that framework of safe boundaries. Okay, that's just such an uncool term, but to be all that they can be and to make good choices.
Okay, let's take the perspective of a young adult, you know, late teens, early 20s, because you still have parents. They're still part of your life.
Mm.
The fifth commandment out of the 10 is about honoring your father and your mother.
Mm.
And in fact, God attaches a blessing to that long life in the land that he's promised. But honouring them ain't easy when they're not perfect.
Mm.
What do young people do with this in this day and age?
I don't even know that they know that that's a commandment. I don't know that a lot of children or teenagers out there would know that honouring your father and your mother is the right thing to do. If we look at the generation that we grew up with, there was the nuclear family. We were talking about this earlier in terms of, you know, a father and a mother in the home. And that's so different now. And I think a lot of young people either have one or the other or none. And they're trying to figure out life for themselves in amongst all of the voices and the things that are speaking to them. So it becomes hard for them to honour when there's no example for them to even follow. And that's probably the hardest thing that is in society today, is to try and really find a good role model for children to be able to model themselves on, or to try and find value in, to honour. But honouring is all about respect. And so, you know, respect usually as a 16-year-old needs to be earned. And I think that's the biggest thing in some of these worlds, is that kids just get shouted down, or they get talked over, or they don't get looked at all. And so therefore they don't feel that they should be giving any respect to any of those people in their world, because, well, they don't respect me. So the biggest thing that we can do is to encourage these kids, these girls, you know, is to find somebody that they can trust, find somebody that can speak into their world, that they can respect, that they can give that honour to, whether that's your father or your mother, because they may not be in that place at this stage in their world to do that.
Just also wanted to say that, you know, honouring, when you, even, you know, if you do have a great family, you know, honouring can look like a lot of things, you know, but I think that a lot of it has to do with just forgiving your parents, just as they forgive you a million times over, you know, for everything that you do wrong, and just saying, look, I know you're human and you do make mistakes. And that's a very practical way of honouring your parents and not blaming them for every possible bad thing that happens. And it takes practice, and it takes a lot of, you need to be quite determined to do that, but it's really worth it as well.
And I look back on it, if I could share one thing in hindsight with young people as they look at their parents, my parents were no more perfect as parents than I am as a parent. I didn't appreciate until I had my own children how much sacrifice parents do for their kids.
Yeah.
I did not appreciate how much my parents had done for me. And I guess you take it for granted and you expect it. I guess that space of humility, of if you could look at your parents and say, you know what, I may not agree with them, they may not be cool, they may drive me nuts sometimes, but they have done so much for me. That gratitude softened your heart.
Absolutely.
And for any of you who have not thanked your parents, who have not gone to them and said, thank you for doing what you've done, do it. One day it'll be too late and you won't have the opportunity. I never thanked my father. He is gone. I can't do that now. And that softens your heart. It changes everything. What about you guys?
Oh, look, I'm so blessed. My parents, I come from a really big, well, a big family in terms of seven children. And my parents were so busy. And look, my dad did everything that he did for his family. And so I can't thank him enough. I can't thank my mother enough. She sacrificed virtually 30 years of her life raising children. So that is a huge sacrifice. And I haven't always given honour and respect where honour and respect was due, because I was, you know, 16 and I thought I knew better. So there are things that I wish now that I could do differently, and the way that I would treat my parents now would be so different, because I do. I love them to bits, and I think that you're right, Bernie. Sometimes you can't take some things back, but you can change them now for the better, starting today.
Absolutely.
And when I see it, when I see a young adult honouring their parents, even when they don't agree, what I see is an act of maturity. When we can forgive someone, when we can honour them, even when we don't agree with them, that isn't being suppressed. That is actually growing up.
Absolutely.
And I watch my kids. I could see them growing up when they started doing things without being asked. When they started to say thank you. Our second son said thank you for dinner one night. It was like we almost dropped our knife and fork. And from that moment, he started to grow up. It's just an amazing thing. Honouring your parents is growing up.
You know, and you know what? Your parents love you, despite what you think. They really, really do. And they want, you know, the absolute best for you. And I think, you know, just a great shout out to parents for all that they do for their kids. I think it's also important as a parent, though, to really take the time to spend with your children, to figure out what they're like, to understand how they think. You know, that sort of one shoe fits all for parenting, you know, sometimes does cause a few problems. But, you know, you're doing a great job. Thank you.
Good on you. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement. The best news is that it's free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just hop on the website, freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh eDevotional sign-up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. We pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.